How many do we have?
37.
37. And how many online? Yeah. 10. Okay.
10. Okay.
Okay. 54. Okay. Okay. Great. We have established a quorum. Before I call the meeting to order, I'll just mention that I did not create an agenda because we have one item on the agenda. If you have other topics you want to discuss with me, again, I should probably say I'm Lainey Knutson. I'm the president of our council. If you have other topics you'd like to discuss, I'm happy to stay after and discuss them, but we're really going to be focused on the matter at hand here. So I will call this meeting to order. So if you've read the email I sent out, I'll just recap it. Terry has been diligently assessing our needs of our building, which, rightfully so, during COVID, got a little ignored. And so the exterior of this part of the building, which is over 20 years now old, some of the trim is rotting, and you saw that in the photos that I included in the email. And the best way for us to do that is to have painters come in, power wash it, assess the needs, and then they will, you know, we'll figure out what we need to replace and then repaint everything just to get it going or to get it in a better state. At first, I was like, if this is an aesthetics thing, then it can wait. But it's not just that. It's concerned that rotted wood will, you know, produce mold and all those fun things that we all know our buildings can do. If you have an old house, you know what I'm talking about. So that's our need. We have obtained quotes for painting that range in $18,000 to $28,000. Those were given to us in the fall, so we'll have to revisit that to make sure it's the same. We had not made a decision about a quote because we needed to figure out how to pay for it. And then the cost for replacing the boards and the trim is unknown at this point. So that's where we're at. We estimate that the cost could be anywhere between $20,000 and $30,000. As I said in the email, two anonymous donors have come forth to each give $5,000, so a total of $10,000 towards this project. It's a matching grant, and so we'll be looking for contributions to match that. However, even if we get the full match, which would be $20,000, it would not cover the cost of this project, and we don't have that kind of money in our operating funds. So this brings us to where we're at. We have a sustainability fund that has been put aside for these types of projects. As you know, last June, we voted to stop contributing to it because we had a deficit budget. We have about $89,000 in it right now. I'm sure Tori could tell me the exact number, but anyway, close enough. So we feel confident that we could take the money from there to make up the difference of what we need to for this project. And as I stated in the email, we will be revisiting the sustainability fund and contributing to it at our annual meeting in June. So it's not like we're going to just keep spending down. We definitely want to start contributing again. But again, that's not something we can discuss today. That'll be an annual meeting discussion. So I guess I would like to answer any questions you have, and then we'll have to make a motion if we decide we want to proceed with this. Yep, let me get you the microphone here.
Is there a motion ready to be made before questions?
Okay.
No, can I have a question?
Yes, now you have a question.
Your statement was that they're going to power wash and make an assessment after that. So are you asking, and I don't make it into a derogatory comment, but are you giving a blank check for it, or are you actually going to come back to the congregation for another proposal?
That's a good question. Because the cost is unknown at this point, my thoughts, and we discussed this as a council, that we authorize up to a certain amount from the sustainability fund. So let's just, as a number, say we vote to authorize up to $20,000 be used from the sustainability fund. If it was more than that, then we would have to come back to the congregation. That's what our thought was. Go ahead. You can.
With that being said.
You have to use the microphone.
With that being said, I'm not looking at the cheapest painting contractor. I'm looking more at the medium to the higher end. There were some reasons. But, okay. Is this better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now, I'm not looking at the cheapest contractor just because they're being cheap. No. I would just like the other two contractors better. With this, so I'm going to revisit it, those two contractors, once we have permission to proceed. With this being said, we have some window leakage on these windows here, and then the one over in the conference room, pardon me? The weather stripping thing. Is pouring out, we push it back in, it's coming out. So that has to be addressed. I talked with the window people. Unfortunately, because of the height of these, they cannot just come out. You have to have a big lift, and that's a couple $1,000 to get a lift out here. So we're just going to have that done when the painting's done. I've already talked to both painting contractors, and they will allow the window people to use their lift for 2-3 days, whatever it takes, to get the windows fixed. So that's all part of it, instead of having two different bids coming in. And that's why I'm not getting a bid, because if they just get a bid to fix the windows now, it would just cost a couple $1,000 just to get the lift out here. So, with that being said, and what Lainey said, is we'd like to have something not to exceed, and I'm just going to throw this out, and you folks can make up your mind, such as $35,000, because we don't know what the wood up on the fascia boards are like. If you go out there and look, or if you look at your pictures, that's all bare wood. We can't tell if any of it is rotted, has to be replaced, and what are we going to do? Get in the project and all of a sudden come back to the congregation and say, well, we need more of this. Well, no, we're not going to, you know, it doesn't make sense. We need to have a higher level, not to exceed, and if we are getting to that, then we'll have to, the church council will have to readdress the emergency situation.
Okay, here, let me. Okay, yep, Kelly, we'll get to you. Just let me do Scott first here.
So you have a motion right now to take funds out of the sustainability fund. You would need to make a modification to that motion if you wanted to limit it to a certain dollar amount. So I'm just saying that at some point in time, you can do that. But you've had a discussion about it. But the only thing on the table right now is to take money out of the sustainability fund for this project work.
Got
okay?
It. Thank you. I'm so glad he's here. No, I'd like to ask, let's just do some more discussion here. Kelly, go ahead. Muted.
Thank you. I am wondering, what is the purpose of this sustainability fund?
It was originally set up to be a rainy day fund for large capital projects that we could not pay for out of our... I'm looking at her there. She's not seeing me there. sorry. That we could not pay out of our budget.
Okay. So, in other words... something like this?
Yes, correct. Yes.
So why can we, I mean, while I appreciate the anonymous givers, why can we not just allocate the funds from the sustainability fund for us to use for this particular project?
Well, we can, but we need congregational approval. That was the stipulation when that fund was created.
Mm-hmm. What was the comment?
Yeah, sorry. What did you say, Kelly?
What was the comment? I didn't hear it.
So the comment was that we're concerned that this will become a bigger problem if we don't address it now. Which I don't know if really answered your question, but okay. All right.
So this sustainability fund is literally a rainy day fund. And we are worried about the rain coming in.
Yep. And what the rain is going to do to it.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm not knowledgeable about the language in that part of our constitution or bylaws regarding the sustainability fund. Is there a clause in there that says we can only take X amount of dollars at one time, or we could take the $89,000 and spend it all at one time?
There's no limit.
No, and I guess my suggestion of doing up to a certain amount is just because we don't want to give it a blank check, right? Tim had his hand up, so I'll cut it.
Thank you. So it seems to me that there's two things going on. On the one hand, we could authorize the full amount to come out from the sustainability fund to accomplish this. On the other hand, we could have this fundraiser that would help offset the cost of about $20,000 towards that. Regarding the urgency of the project, does this need to happen regardless of if that challenge grant is reached or not? So I suppose then what we would really be asked as a congregation then is to authorize the full amount from the sustainability fund to be used for this project. And additionally, we would like to do a fundraiser that would replenish funds towards the sustainability fund, where those matching dollars could go then, just to make things the simplest way possible.
Okay, any other? Yep.
I don't see any problem asking everybody to help out and giving them an opportunity to help. So you go ahead and have the fundraiser, in my opinion.
Sure. Yes, and these donors have offered this, so we're going to continue with that. We honestly, no offense, we don't need your approval to do that. what we do need your approval is to take money from the sustainability fund. And so I guess we just need to clarify what that motion will be. Kelly, did you have something to say? Hold on.
I think Tim answered it, but I was going to suggest, even though you weren't going to vote on whether you're going to continue to pay into the sustainability, but I was going to suggest that whatever we take out, would that be something that, even if we decided as a congregation not to in June, to pay into the sustainability, but to see it as more like a loan from ourselves and pay back ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's essentially what Tim was saying. Okay, any other questions, comments? Okay, yes. Sure, I will take it.
Okay, I'm gonna try to revise this. Okay, so we're gonna have the fundraiser, you're doing that on your own, the math. How's that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So we're going to have the fundraiser. That's wonderful. We hope to get the match. I make the amended motion that we approve taking out of the sustainability fund as much as needed, up to a total of $40,000 to be paid for this work.
Second.
Is that correct?
So, right. So now you... No, okay, thank you. So now you have an amendment to the original motion. So first of all, you had the motion on the floor to take the monies out of the sustainability fund for the project. Now you have an amendment to that motion to again take funds out of the sustainability fund to do the project up to a total dollar amount of $40,000 for the entire project.
Including the windows.
Yes. Including the windows. So that's the amendment to the motion. So that's on the floor right now. That amendment to the motion. Okay.
Got it. Yeah. So any? Sorry. I'll be right there. So now we're discussing the amount.
I was going to say I make a motion to amend. To make that amendment, or whatever I'm supposed to do to get this going.
Okay. Whatever motion needs to happen to wrap this up, is that what you're saying?
So, what you would have to do is say to call the question.
Wait.
No. Well, so right now she has, you need to say the words.
I called the question.
Thank you. Okay. Now she has called the question. So as a result, we have an amendment before us for the project work, that was described for the project work that was described to use a sustainability fund up to a maximum of $40,000 for the project.
Okay. And we need to vote on that?
And we need to vote on that then.
Okay. Well, since we have people online, we'll do a hand raise. So all those in favor...
Hey, Lainey.
Oh, yeah.
Usually you do unanimous consent, so basically you ask for people to object.
Okay. Well, I think since we have the ability to raise hands, let's do that.
There's two people on my video feed. That's why I brought that up.
Got it. So those in favor, raise your hand. Okay. And all opposed, raise your hand. Okay.
There is a way of doing that on Zoom, but I can't do it while I'm driving.
Anybody online.
Okay, that's fine. Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
We don't have anybody opposed in here, so it would.
Okay.
Right.
Right, but you can.
So there's not enough online to.
Yeah.
Fail it.
Okay, I saw hands raised for the for online in favor. And then how about opposed?
This is Vicki Kuharski. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, we are.
I am driving, and I vote for it.
Okay, thank you.
I can't do it. So.
Technology's grand. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so the motion passes. Yeah. And
so now you have... the motion in front of you, which in essence is to, now you have the revised motion in front of you.
Okay.
So now you take a vote on that motion to approve it. Okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
So now the full motion is to authorize up to $40,000 to be taken out of the sustainability fund for this project. Did I miss?
Now you take a vote on that.
Okay. All in favor?
Yep, 60.
Okay. All right. And those opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Since that was the only thing on our agenda, I'm going to say this meeting is over. But thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Go enjoy the sunshine.
We will keep you up there.